Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, August 26th, 2019. 60 years ago today, the Mini was officially announced to the public. Some 2,000 cars had already been sent abroad and were displayed that day in almost 100 countries. The Mini entered into popular culture in the 1960s with well-publicized purchases by film and music stars. With 25 music floats and thousands of dancers, the Zug der Liebe, or Train of Love, passed through Berlin on Saturday. According to police, more than 10,000 people celebrated peacefully, and organizers spoke of up to 50,000 participants. The Zug der Liebe took place this year for the fifth time, the motto being 30 years of the fall of the wall, against new walls of opinion. Some participants carried posters reading Save Mauerpark, Ich tanze für Bier, or Vor der Liebe auf der Straße. According to the organizers, they believe there is a further separation between East and West, and they came up with the motto 30 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall because they believe walls still exist in people's minds, and they want to dismantle them, stating further, quote, "The problem is that the East is regressing, there is further separation between East and West, and political propaganda is increasing." With the historical motto, the demonstration is positioning itself against the right. The Train of Love was founded in 2015 in response to right-wing populism and the Pegida movement. A man was shot dead in Moabit midday Friday. A witness who observed the crime from a cafe told the Berliner Morgenpost that it had been done in an execution style. According to the witness, the perpetrator approached the victim who was jogging in the direction of Stromstrasse from behind on his bicycle. He fired the shot at the unsuspecting man from a few meters away, and when the man was lying on the ground, he fired a second shot. On Saturday evening, an arrest warrant was issued against the 49-year-old Russian for murder. The victim is a 40-year-old Georgian, and there was no information available on the motive. The weapon was found and retrieved by divers in the Spree, and a suspected escape bicycle was also seized. A mobile shower for homeless women has been donated to the Social Service of Catholic Women. Businessman Matthias Müller bought a camper van and, on his own initiative, over 9 months, converted it into a shower on wheels. He got the idea from a similar project in Paris and explained that his workwear company is doing well and he wanted to get more socially involved. The bathroom is 4 square meters in size and fully accommodated, with room for belongings, including an area protected from splashing water, as well as a toilet, wash basin, and a handicapped accessible seat. An extra large skylight creates a lot of light and has towels, soap, and change of laundry on board. The entrepreneur wishes that women feel at home and wanted to do something for the weakest in society, adding, quote, "The women on the street are weaker than the men, definitely." The urge to document food on social media has reached Berlin's prison population. From the men's prison in Heidering, pictures of prison food are posted on the Twitter account Gefängniscuisine, or prison cuisine, despite there being a ban on mobile phones inside the prison. A dry bread roll, half a carrot, and a slice of cheese was draped on a blue blanket. The ironic text read, quote, "Recipe ideas? Oh, I still have margarine." Another tweet on Gefängniscuisine shows pasta, tomato sauce, and a cup of yogurt, and reads, quote, "For a child, the portion would be sufficient." The Berlin Administration of Justice does not doubt the authenticity of the posts. However, Sebastian Brooks, spokesman for the authorities, is visibly annoyed at the constant new ideas to circumvent regulations in jail. On Thursday, he said, quote, "It's difficult to prevent," and, quote, "We are puzzled." According to Brooks, the food in Heidering is the best in the Berlin prisons. The prison food critic promptly responded with a post of another dry bread roll, 2 hard-boiled eggs, and a piece of brie, and dedicated the meal to Justice Senator Dirk Behrendt. Brooks said that the prohibited mobile phones are confiscated during inspections. However, the possibility of preventing the devices altogether is limited, and sanctions must also be proportionate. The Berlin prisoner is not the first to post on the internet from jail. For months, a YouTuber had been fooling the Berlin judiciary with secretly filmed videos about everyday prison life. He is also serving time in Haidering and is reported that he's pre-produced a whole season. It's suspected that he wants to build up a business for himself for the time after his detention. The German Prison Service Association sees mobile phones in prisons as a nationwide problem. Chairman René Müller told the German press agency that authorities do everything they can to ensure that they don't get in, but have far too little manpower and technology. Smartphones always find their way back to prisoners. According to Müller, they are sometimes dropped by drone, but that's the exception. Visitors, suppliers, and parcels are also used to deliver mobile phones and drugs to prisons. In 2017 alone, more than 1,300 prohibited phones were collected in the prisons here. Mobile phones in jail are forbidden so that no criminal offenses can be planned and agreed upon. This should also prevent that witnesses and court proceedings are influenced or victims threatened. Pictures or videos from prison are also considered a security risk. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.